about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Olive and Ruby with your 9 a.m. deadline. In local news, Queensland's LNP State Council is discussing the potential to abolish payroll tax by 2032, among a series of other topics up for debate at a weekend party gathering. LNP's suggestion to enact a phased reduction of payroll tax from a maximum of 4.95% to 2.5% as members of the LNP believe tax is a disincentive for businesses to hire staff. Other resolutions discussed include the criminalisation of desecration of the state and national flag, as well as selling the ABC and SBS to create a regional-only media corporation. There is also a proposed resolution for a state ban on the use of toilets and change room by anyone that is not a specific biological gender, excluding children under 8 years of age. In other local news, Queensland police data has shown a dramatic reduction in random breath tests over the past 6 years, with the RSCQ claiming it's causing more road accidents. Figures show that in 2024, the QPS logged 470,000 road enforcement hours, down 46% from the nearly 900,000 enforcement hours of 2019. The police claim their front line had been spread thin over the years, citing a recent inquiry that found the force had been, quote, redlining, end quote, with the number of cases compared to active officers.
In national news, the National Liberal Party are set to debate about how the party will progress with net zero messaging going forward. The decision comes after Nationals described the net zero plan entirely, with party idol Barnaby Joyce calling it a total swindle. The Liberals are expected to begin from Wednesday as they look to debate the use of the term net zero. Several members have spoken out that they expect the 2050 deadline to be dropped. The sudden need to redebate and redefine emissions reductions plans have some Liberals cautious that the move could hurt the party for good. In other national news, Australian women's deaf football team, the Koalas, have finished their final training session ahead of the 25th Summer Deaflympics in Japan. The Deaflympics will see over 3,000 athletes from over 70 nations across 21 sports. Athletes compete under strict eligibility standards that prohibit the use of hearing aids during the competition to ensure a fair standard. In celebration of the competition's 100th year, the Koalas are heading to Japan with the goal of winning the country's first ever medal at the IOC-sanctioned event. In international news, a boat carrying 300 people, including Rohingya refugees from Myanmar, have sunk near the Thai-Malaysian border, with hundreds missing, 7 dead and 13 rescued as of Sunday. Facing conflict, hunger, and ethnic violence at home in Myanmar, there are regular migration attempts by sea, including to Malaysia. Police said the passengers were believed to have split into three smaller boats once the vessel near Malaysia to avoid detection. One boat has been found, but the fate and location of the other two boats remain unclear after being at sea for 3 days now.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy and a little humid, with a chance of showers later this evening. It is currently 22 degrees, with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is an extreme band. That's all you need for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.au.